From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Spying appears to be the charge that three American hikers may face in Iran. They strayed across the border from Kurdistan late last week. They are now officially under arrest and facing interrogation by Iranian authorities. All three are freelance journalists, but they were traveling as tourists. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
Shane Bauer, Sarah Sheward, and Joshua Fatal are all graduates of UC Berkeley with considerable experience traveling and reporting from abroad. Friends say they are idealistic and concerned with human rights. Bauer, who is 27, and Sheward, 30, are romantically involved. About a year ago, they had relocated to the Middle East, where both solicited freelance assignments from a variety of American media companies. One of those projects had Bauer reporting for Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!
Sahwa members are waiting to see whether the Shia-led government will live up to its promise to incorporate them into the armed forces. Some regular Iraqis are nervous and are wondering whether the Sahwa's allegiances will extend farther than their paychecks. Reporting from Baghdad, this is Shane Bauer and Jackie Suen for Democracy Now!
On his website, Bauer also offers clips of several documentaries he's worked on, including this one about rebels in Darfur. Here's one of the interviews Bauer did there.
The problems in Sudan, there is no any hospitals. There is nothing. Even there is no water for drink. For this, people, they should have to take arms so as to get back their life.
In recent months, Bauer had filed several photo essays for the San Francisco-based New American Media. Its executive editor, Sandy Close, says she received an email from Bauer on July 27th saying that he planned to go to Kurdistan to cover its elections.
What happened at that point, how he got into the hills, how he wound up crossing the border, I have no idea.
According to officials in Kurdistan, Bauer, Sheward, and Fatal took a cab to a resort near the Iranian border. They were on a hiking trip when they wandered into Iranian territory. Kurdish officials say they were last heard from when they contacted a colleague to say they were surrounded by Iranian troops. Sandy Close says Bauer was a careful planner who would not have put himself or his girlfriend, Sheward, in harm's way.
Never in the year that we've been in correspondence has he indicated any interest in covering Iran. He didn't know Farsi. It's unthinkable to me that he would have just simply decided on some crash adventure. I don't believe it.
Sarah Sheward is also a freelance writer. She has filed about the Middle East for several online travel sites. The third American, Joshua Fatal, had recently spent 3 years living and working on a farm in Oregon. For the past 6 months, Fatal had worked as a teaching assistant for the Boston-based International Honors Program, which sponsors American college students abroad. Little is known about how he joined Bauer and Sheward for their ill-fated trip to Kurdistan. This case echoes the experience of American journalist Roxana Saberi, who was arrested in Iran earlier this year, accused of spying and sentenced to 8 years in prison before she was released in May. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton has called on the Iranian government to provide information on the missing Americans and to return them as quickly as possible. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.